What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yep, fitness wise, we're still accepting clients.
Jumping right in.
Yeah, we're doing 30-minute episodes, so we got to get to it. All right. Enough of these hour and a half long podcasts, sure. Guys.
Yeah.
Enough of this. We're doing 30 minutes. But fitness, Michelle and I still coach. We will always be coaching until we say otherwise. So if you're interested in getting in the best shape of your life in 6 months, you can either go in the description down below and look at the website, betterthanbeforebrand.com. And if you apply today, you will get a 100% or not 100%, $100 discount for the first month. Okay.
So we're just doing today.
Well, today is in like
when you see this.
Whenever you see this. Okay. The only requirement is in the description of when you apply. Tell the season number of what you watched.
The season and the episode.
Whatever.
So
that
when
may
you
be.
Fill out, go online to the website. It's in the description. Fill out the application in the questionnaire on the bottom. It says like, why do you want us to coach you?
Yeah.
Just put came from season 3 episode.
Whatever.
I don't know whatever this
is. Okay, that's it for that, and let's get into it, honey. I'm really excited about this episode, so that's also why I want to get into it.
Yeah, hold on.
Feels
real quick.
Waterloo time. I already had one.
I should have gotten closer to the mic. ASMR. Wait, how do you say it?
AMSER.
No, that's it. Right.
Yeah.
AMYZYXSR.
That's it, honey. You got it. And in this episode, I will make my wife disappear through laughter.
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm crying.
Yes.
ASMR. Wait.
Dang, you did it again. ASMR. This. ASMR. I don't know. You are being
Why is it so hard for me to say it?
See, this is ASMR. See, the thing with being pregnant is you can blame everything on your baby because she's not here yet. So we're blaming everything on Macy right now. But when she gets here, not going to be doing that.
Oh, I didn't even get to say.
Yeah, once my wife chills out, we can talk about this. Good grief, honey.
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I'm crying. Hold on. No, like there's an actual tear dripping down my face right now. And there's one on this side.
And just like that, she has a six pack.
No, the abs are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Sure are. They are gone.
I was proud though, like when we went into the doctor, when she was trying to find the top of my uterus to like measure how big my bump was. And she was like, yeah, for women that are athletic, it's really hard to tell where the line is. And I was like, when I got off the table... It's like
said,
the abs are holding on for dear life right now.
Said shout out.
All right. Okay. So sorry. I was opening a Waterloo and I was going to say that if anyone is watching and drinking one with us, cheers. Well, Asher already drank his today, but
so
what are we talking about?
We have a fun episode. We hear all over the internet now. I'll explain a little bit of the topic while my wife calms down. But we hear all over the internet now, it's relationship over religion.
Uh-huh.
Don't be religious. Just follow Jesus. And I don't mind that saying. I talked about this a little bit in the last saying. Like, I don't mind it. I don't really know who started that because it was like last year someone said that. And
it's
it
been like, recent.
Yeah, it's been recent. It like blew up. And I'm not discounting that. I think relationship over religion is great. But we're going to go a little bit more into detail. And we're going to talk a lot about why legalism is bad and why Jesus is actually against legalism. And Michelle's been reading this book, and I'm very interested to hear her thoughts, really about what she's learned, because we'll do treadmill stuff together, and she'll usually be reading, and I will not. I can't read while I do the treadmill, so I'll usually be like reading or watching a video, either apologetics or I'm a nerd, so sometimes I watch like streams and stuff like that about video games, but that's besides the point. Dang, it's getting warm in here. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so my wife's cooler than me, so she reads, I don't, and she's been reading this book about legalism, and she's going to teach me a lot, and I'm going to go off of her, feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had this book for a while. It's called Jesus Over Religion. Well, it's like, it has a greater than sign.
Yeah.
It's by Jefferson Bethke. I don't even know how to say his last name. Really, 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 really good book. I'm not done with it at all. But in the beginning, it was really talking about his experience and his testimony. And I think it's similar to mine. Maybe not like detail-wise, but like idea-wise, right? Like the concept of his testimony was basically him saying that he was a Christian, going to a Christian university, like doing all of the quote-unquote Christian things, and then not actually following Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like it was so easy for him to just flip a switch and not follow him anymore.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how my life was, right? Yeah. We talked about this, I feel like, in the past couple episodes, just practicing things, but not actually fully devoting your life to the Lord and like following him for the right reasons. So I'm just going to highlight a couple points that he makes in here because he explains it in a way that is so convicting, yet so loving at the same time.
Yeah. So this guy made a blog and it blew up, and that's why he wrote the book. It was a poem.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I hate religion, but I love Jesus, essentially. Yeah,
why I hate religion, but love Jesus.
Yeah. Yep. And it blew up. So then he wrote a book explaining basically why he said that.
Yeah.
So go ahead and say the first thing that you want to talk about, honey.
The biggest part that I want to focus on first is the fact that he uses the Bible and stories about Jesus to explain why he's saying these things.
Yeah, that's
because
really nice.
I think a lot of times people will say things and then we're just like, oh yeah, that's true. And then we roll with it, but it's totally based on their opinion and it's not biblical.
Yeah.
So the first thing that he went into was like stories about Jesus, specifically one in Mark. And he was explaining like how Jesus was actually against like legalism and like following like certain practices, right? We know that Jesus came to save everyone. So back in the day, the Pharisees believed that you had to become a Jew and get circumcised and all of that stuff and follow all of their traditions in order for Jesus to save you.
Mm-hmm.
And his first point that I want to touch on, he said, so it says Jesus opposed the legalism of his time, but he also opposed the watered down, flimsy cultural religion. So he was basically saying, my miracles are awesome. Like, this is Jesus, right? Like in quotations. Okay. I know that my miracles are awesome. I know I have immense power, but don't follow me for the wrong reason because the cost is high. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not just like a, like how we talked about a couple episodes ago. Like, it's not just a get into heaven card, you know? Like, there's way more to it than that.
Wait, what was the story in Mark, honey? What verse was it?
So the story was Jesus feeding the 4,000 people.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, he went from feeding 4,000 people. So basically, it was going from feeding 4,000 people, healing a man at Bethesda, or, but I don't know how to say that, the pool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after that, he says, if anyone wants to follow me, you have to pick up your cross. So it's like, miracle, miracle, pick up your cross. It's like, we're not following him to get a miracle. It's we're following him and we're dying to ourselves every day.
Yeah, the promise wasn't, if you pick up your cross, then you'll get a miracle right. too. It wasn't that. Yeah. It was, y'all see me do this.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in an expectation of, it's like, maybe if I follow him, we'll get a miracle too.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
And I think we talked about this in episodes before, but I think a lot of people will look at Jesus like he's like this, you know, amazing, really nice person that's your best friend. But everyone forgets about the stories where he was hard on people.
Yeah.
And especially the Pharisees. Like, if you go through all of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you see his conversations between him and religious leaders, it's not a pretty conversation.
Yeah, no, it's not.
He's calling them out. And what are the Pharisees known for? Their religious practices,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think a lot of times our culture gets into that. And this is why I'm so, I don't want to say against, but this is why I don't like it when people post videos about like being that Christian girl or like my Christian routine or whatever. And it's like, you're showing someone that may or may not know Jesus what you're doing in your daily life. And you're going to make it seem like they have to do those things to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're missing the whole point of it being a personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what they need to practice. They need to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and get the convictions on what they should be doing. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's not the heart of the gospel. I think once you get to the heart of the gospel, that's what eliminates legalism from your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask yourself, so why did this random man come down from heaven? I'm talking like from an atheistic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this random man come down from heaven and die on a cross? And then if you get down to it and say, oh, it's because he loves us and died for our sins.
Yeah.
Therefore, we'll have eternal life with him. No, nowhere in that sentence does it say you need to do X, Y, Z to get to him.
Correct.
Like nowhere in the heart of the gospel does it actually say that.
And this might be something that a lot of people need to unlearn, because that's what we needed to unlearn.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in a denomination that taught a lot about behavior and what mm-hmm. we do and what we don't do for God. And it might be something that you need to unlearn and focus more on him and less on what you're doing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, you can deconstruct from religion. That's completely yes. okay.
Yeah. Certain denominations religions or yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can see in the Bible a lot of religious leaders and Jews deconstructed from religion to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Pharisees did that.
Yeah.
Now, you can pickpocket the term and say like, "Oh, well, that's not deconstruction. That's just following something." Deconstruction means you don't believe at all. It's like, "Okay, bro, you can believe whatever you want, but mm-hmm. deconstruction in my eyes is just unlearning something." You know? So you could say you can deconstruct from Christianity, I deconstruct from Islam, I deconstructed from atheism, whatever it may be. And you can also deconstruct from a denomination in Christianity and follow something else or whatever it may be. Or I don't like to say deconstructing from a denomination, because again, Jesus didn't come to start denominations. He actually came to make the body of Christ, not separate it. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother story. Denominations were created because it was done out of pride of humans. Mm-hmm. It wasn't done because Jesus wanted that. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah. So the next point that I wanted to touch on that he mentioned is he went through this whole spiel. I'll just read one of them. It says, we offer God good Christian behavior, but we neglect weightier matters like justice and mercy. And the whole point of him going on about all of these examples were the essence of fundamentalism. So it's living by the rules to stay out of trouble rather than seeing the rules as tools to bring us into intimacy and joy.
Yeah, there you
go. So he used a really good example of him not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
And he said that he never used to wear one, but every time he would pass a cop, he would pull a seatbelt over and hold it there so that the cop thought that he had it on. And then when he passed it, he would let it go.
Wow.
And he was explaining how he was actually doing more effort to look like he was following the law than actually following it.
Hold on. Wow.
Yeah. you're creating more work.
Yeah, you are.
And your heart isn't in the right place when you're doing that. So a lot of people will set an alarm and wake up and read their Bible and do it as a, like a practice rather than actually doing it because they want to be in God's presence in the morning.
Mm.
And you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and you're creating more effort outwardly so that people think that you are a religious Christian.
Man. Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's tough. Quick interruption before we get back to the show. Guys, we just want to let you know that our coaching services are live. So if you've been struggling with your fitness journey and you are looking to get in shape or maybe just struggle in that area, we are there to help you.
We offer personalized workout plans through a private app, constant communication with us, and also a personalized nutrition plan with recipes. There are over 1,000 to choose from on there. So if you have been struggling and want our help, please reach out to us or visit the website, which is betterthanbeforebrand.com, to see some testimonials and also fill out an application so that we can reach out to you and schedule a call.
Thank you, guys, and let's get back to the show. Can you read the point again about the it was a little bit before the seatbelt part.
It says we offer good Christian behavior, but we neglect weightier matters like justice and mercy.
Keep going.
The next one says we are so focused on legislating how the gay community can live that we don't show them grace, kindness, and respect.
Okay.
We talk a lot about tithing, but the single mom next door can't pay her rent. We make sure we have our quiet times every morning, but we couldn't care less about actually having a conversation with Jesus.
Okay.
We have never said the F word out loud, but we have never prayed for our local homeless community either.
Mm, yeah, that's tough right there.
So his whole point in this chapter was touching on what we're actually missing out on because we're focusing too much on these religious practices.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, man. Oof. Yeah. Okay, honey. Keep going.
Here's another point.
Yeah.
He says there is no glory brought to God's name when people are doing something because it's an obligation with no real enjoyment of their creator. There, you're not bringing God any glory by you saying that you're a Christian and waking up and reading your Bible, but then going the rest of the day like you don't even have a relationship with him. There is no glory brought to him whatsoever. And I think that's why in Revelation, that verse is so sobering when he says, I never knew you. Because we think that doing things for God will make us in right standing with him. But you're missing the whole point. One, you're slapping Jesus in the face because you're telling him that his sacrifice on the cross was not enough. You're telling him that you have to do all of these list of things to get in his presence and to get into heaven and to be loved by him.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he die on the cross?
Yeah.
That was a waste of a sacrifice.
That was.
Truly. If you're living your life like that, that is a waste of a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are very legalistic will listen to this and have a rebuttal and say, oh, well, no, now you're just telling people to be lukewarm. No, actually quite the opposite. Because when you have a true, genuine relationship with Jesus, you do things out of your love for him, not to earn it.
Yeah, not to earn it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you said something to me, honey, and man, did it blow my mind. You said, you know, honey, legalism actually brings people to atheism.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my poopy.
Yeah. How many people that don't believe in Jesus say that they don't believe in Jesus because they want to live their life?
Yeah, because they want to live my life and because someone said I have to follow XYZ. Let me say it like this, guys. Nobody wants to follow rules.
No.
That's why rules are in place mm-hmm. to protect us. Mm-hmm. I liked getting drunk before I turned 21 more than when I turned 21. Why? Because no one likes to follow the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone wants to be their own God.
Yeah.
So when you go to the person and you try and reach someone's heart and you preach it as you better stop having sex before marriage, you better stop being gay, stop with the pills, stop with the weed, stop with the alcohol. When you say that, they're going to say, screw that, man. I don't want to
follow that. I want a free life.
Yeah. I find more freedom in sleeping with more women. I find more freedom in drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're going to say that if you say you need to drop all that, that's where they find their freedom right now.
Yeah.
You don't get to the heart saying, mm-hmm. stop doing these things. You get to the heart by relating with people and saying, hey, this is where I screwed up at.
Yeah.
Now I found this freedom. I was addicted to this too. It may not be sleeping with girls or alcohol or whatever. You could have been addicted to, you know, adult content, or maybe you were addicted to, you know, getting validation from your peers or women or whatever it may be. That's still something,
mm-hmm.
you know? When you're vulnerable with someone, that's where freedom is really found.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, honey.
Yeah. No, you made me think of another point too. When we tell someone about a police officer, you don't say they put all of these rules in place for us, like a speed limit, like we have to follow. Like if you go through all of the rules of driving and you're telling someone, yeah, this is a police officer, and they catch you if you do anything on this list, if you're not following the rules, okay, it's not going to make it appealing. Like when you tell someone about a police officer and their job, you say they're protecting you.
Yeah.
You focus on their character and what they're there to do.
Yeah.
You don't focus on, oh, they're going to give you a ticket if you do this, this, this. Now, obviously, it's something that we want to not ignore, mm-hmm. right? We want to know what the cop wants from us. Same thing with Jesus. Like, but it comes out of us having love for him that we want to do it, right? And that we care for him. Because if we did it out of, I don't know, like if we were doing it because we thought we had to earn his love, you're going to destroy the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to walk away from it. And I think that's why people keep saying like, oh, I used to be a Christian. No, you used to go to church
mm-hmm.
and you used to practice on Sundays or holidays, and you associated with it because either you were raised in it or you were around people that were a Christian, right? That doesn't make you a Christian. So you can easily just throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So no, you didn't walk away from it. You walked away from religious practices.
Yeah.
You did not walk away from your relationship with Jesus.
Yeah. You know, honey, it's funny when people have started telling me that on stream, they're like, I used to be a Christian. I walked away from it. And I say, that's a good job, dude. I'm glad you walked away from religious practice, but Jesus still wants your heart.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I used to follow Jesus and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
Then
you wouldn't have left, man.
Well, if you did, you did it out of your own free will.
Yeah.
And not being prompted by your love for him.
Yeah.
There was another really good point in this book that he made a couple of chapters ago where he was talking about marriage. And because when he wrote this, he was getting married a couple weeks after he wrote this book.
Nice.
And he said, it was talking about like husbands cheating on their wives. And he said, let me just find it because I don't want to butcher it. And it was just such a good little point. So this is what he said. The way I think about it, so love is the new law. He was talking about how Jesus fulfilled the law, right? And what that means is he fulfilled the requirements of the law, which was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And he made it on the cross for us. It doesn't abolish it. It doesn't get rid of it completely. It's he fulfilled it for us on our behalf. Okay. And so he said, the way that I think about this is this: if I'm ever tempted to cheat on Alyssa, his wife, I could motivate myself by the law. I won't cheat on her because I might go to hell, etc. Or I can motivate myself with love. I don't want to cheat on her because she is better than anything out there. So it is with us and God. Jesus ushered in a more beautiful covenant, one that is perfected in love, not in hateful and fearful obedience.
Yeah.
So he was saying, like, once you shift your mind to like, I don't want to do this because I don't want to go to hell, it's so easy to fall in the trap of doing it.
Yeah, it is.
When you focus more on not doing something, that's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't drink before you were 21 by the law. But it made you want to do it more, and it was harder to withstand it. It wasn't the fact that you wanted to obey the law out of love. Obviously, that's a different story, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. So here's what I wanted to touch on, honey, is because people are like, well, how do I get out of a legalism mindset? Or maybe like I'm lukewarm. Maybe I don't have that, you know, love for Jesus or whatever it may be. You need to get to the core of the gospel and why Jesus is so substantial.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to get to. And here's what I want to hone in on. Every single one of us, all 8 billion of us on the world, are doomed for hell.
Yeah.
Every single one of us. Mm-hmm. There's not one person that is good enough for heaven. Mm-hmm. All of us are doomed for hell. We are all evil. We're all born sinners. I know people are like, well, no, you don't sin while you come out with the womb. Yeah, no, we're all born sinners.
If you left a child in a room to grow up until the age of 5 and you came in and you said, did you just do something? They would lie to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't learn it from anywhere.
Yeah.
They just, it's in their nature.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you're born a sinner, but here's the thing is, and this is not me scaring people to heaven mm-hmm. either. This is not me scaring people to heaven. But the heart of the gospel is because God doesn't want us to be separated from him for eternity, Jesus paid the penalty that we should have paid so that we can spend the rest of eternity with him and not be in hell. Mm-hmm. And again, this is not scaring someone into heaven. Mm-hmm. But if you, here's what I'm trying to get at. Once you understand how evil you are, then your mind will go to, wait a second, I need a savior. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did for us. Mm-hmm. That's the heart you need to get to, mm-hmm. is you need to ask yourself, am I evil?
Yeah.
If you say no, bam, right there, because you just lied.
Yeah.
All right. If you say I've never done anything evil, boom, right there, caught you. Mm-hmm. All right, because you've stolen a paperclip from work, you've lied to your mom before, you've hit someone before that probably shouldn't have been hit. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's happened that's evil that you've done, mm-hmm. and that evilness, that sin, needs to be atoned for.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. And Jesus paid that penalty.
Yeah.
So once you understand that and you get to the heart, you're like, oh my goodness, this guy did something that we should have been doing, which mm-hmm. was our sacrifice, but he did it. Now I love him. Like that's what produces the love. Cause you're like, holy cow. I'm so glad I didn't have to go through that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the heart everyone needs to get to.
Yeah.
Then you're going to throw legalism out the window.
Yeah.
Not saying you won't sin anymore, because you will.
Yeah. I'm glad that you touched on the heart, because he also talks about how people will practice legalism to make up for what's like what's going on inside of them. So he said, I think the more focused Christians are on external behavior, the greater the possibility they are trying to make up for what they lack in their hearts.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's where it comes from.
Yep.
And the only reason I say that and agree with him is because that's how I was. There was so much lack on what was going on in the inside for my entire life, thinking I was following Jesus. And it was like me practicing things like, your girl has like artwork that was on her bedroom. It's one says, I run on cupcakes and Jesus, which it was just something goofy that I got. And then I had a Bible verse. I have a box in there that has a Matthew Bible verse on it. And I remember taking Snapchats of that stuff and like posting it and being like, tell me you're a Christian without telling me you're a Christian. And like, I literally thought that was making me a Christian. Like wearing a cross, doing all of these things. And it's like, wait a second, there is so much lack going on the inside. How am I? And this is, let's go back to the conversation we had about bearing Christ's name, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the Ten Commandments. What does it truly mean? It means to actually represent him well and follow him. Like he's telling us to not do that if we don't actually have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want us to question a relationship with him. So if you're one of the people that's like, I don't know if I have a relationship with him, it's like, okay, you need to sit down and do some like deep diving with him. Because I felt so sorry for one of the girls in the Bible study last night, because she made a comment about how her personal trainer was talking about how excited she was to meet Jesus in heaven one day. And the girl was like, had never heard anyone say this. Now she's new in her faith, so I'll give her that. But she was like, wait, how are you so sure that you're going to heaven? She's like, well, I accepted Jesus in my heart. Like, I'm just so excited to meet him. And she was so like excited about it. And the girl that was sharing the story was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to get into heaven. She like was like questioning her salvation. And I was like, dang, to feel that, like now she like, she's getting deeper in it. Like I said, everyone that goes there is on a journey.
Yeah.
But to hear that, like to hear that from someone who is just so, like I can just tell from having a conversation with her, she is so on fire for the Lord and it is so new for her. And she's just like learning all of these things. And like, it just broke my heart when she said that she was like baffled that her personal trainer was talking about heaven and she was so sure that she was going to go there. And it was like, oh, I don't want anyone to ever feel that way. And Jesus doesn't want you to feel that way.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
He doesn't want you to feel questioned or like that you're questioning yourself or like whether or not you gave your life to him. Like, we want you to have confidence in it, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I pray that each and every one of you guys listening actually remembers the day because...
Mm-hmm.
It's special and you just mm-hmm. notice a change.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening, watching on whatever platform. We love you guys so much. And also, if y'all want us to do a topic, please shoot us a DM on For the Good Ministry on Instagram, or you can hit up our personals. But I would prefer to be the ministry Instagram. So if y'all want us to cover a specific topic, please let us know. We love you guys so much. We will see y'all next Wednesday on the Tripod.